This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Dr. John Bartimus, the founder of Functional Medicine Charlotte, where he helps patients with autoimmunity, chronic infections, and a diverse range of medical conditions. Dr. Bartimus, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your time. It is much appreciated. So tell us, for starters, to kick things off today, what is autoimmune disease? That's a great place to kick it off today.
Sure. An autoimmune disease fundamentally is an issue where your own immune system is attacking you or attacking self tissue. So what happens is in immunology, there's a term called tolerance, and your body should have tolerance. And there's three forms of tolerance. It should tolerate you. So there's self-tolerance. For example, don't shoot at my joint tissue, shoot at strep. So it should be able to recognize the difference between a strep infection and your joints. Okay. There's oral tolerance, which is if you lose oral tolerance, you develop food reactions, maybe food allergies or food sensitivities. And then there's chemical tolerance. And my best example of that is if you walk through the Macy's perfume aisle and you start to develop a headache or some sort of symptomatology, you're losing chemical tolerance. So self-tolerance is the issue in autoimmune disease, and your immune system starts to shoot at you instead of at enemies. It's fuzzy on what is friend and what is foe. So that's the fundamental issue in autoimmune disease. And in conventional medicine, typically conventional medicine deals with the tissue where the symptoms are in an autoimmune disease. For example, Hashimoto's disease is the most common autoimmune disease in the United States. That is thyroid autoimmunity. And in Hashimoto's disease, a person will develop symptoms such as poor quality hair, skin, and nails, weight gain or inability to lose weight, perhaps brain fog or constipation or heart palpitations. And the conventional medical doctor will give that person thyroid hormone replacement in hopes to improve thyroid condition. And in the meantime, the immune system continues to attack that person's thyroid because the thyroid symptoms are metaphorically the victim in the crime, whereas the immune system is the perpetrator of the crime. So if we give thyroid hormone replacement to the individual in order to suppress symptoms, basically, we're duct taping over the mouth of the victim so we no longer hear them scream, but we allow the perpetrator to continue assaulting that victim. So what needs to happen in autoimmune disease, regardless of the disease, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's or lupus, the only difference in those diseases is the tissue being attacked. Fundamentally, in all of those diseases, the immune system is the perpetrator, and that's the individual or the issue that needs to be subdued. And if you subdue the perpetrator, then the victim stops crying out. So you no longer need to necessarily pursue symptom suppressing measures like medications.
Can't thank you enough for the thorough coverage there. That is certainly most helpful and appreciated. Now, take it further. What are some causes of autoimmune disease?
Yeah, absolutely. In general, causes are anything that drives immune dysfunction or immune imbalance or chronic inflammation. So very common causes, in the United States at least, is the standard American diet. So a poor diet drives inflammation, and chronic inflammation drives immune imbalance. And if you're chronically inflamed and you have an imbalanced immune system for long enough, the longer you have that, the more strongly you're promoting a loss of self-tolerance, or you're poking that bear, you're dancing with the devil, so to speak, when that, you know, what's the final straw to break that tolerance, that self-tolerance is back, right? So a poor diet driving chronic inflammation can do it, and the most pro-inflammatory foods in our diet are wheat and dairy. So those are highly pro-inflammatory foods, highly cross-reactive foods, and many people are sensitive to those foods. Also, toxic exposures can drive immune dysfunction. So things like Roundup or glyphosate that is ubiquitous in our environment due to agricultural practices, repeated use of antibiotics can promote it because antibiotics destroy a healthy gut microbiome, and the probiotics or the gut microbiome are the allied forces to our immune system. So if we lose our allied forces, that's a double whammy for our immune system. If you're not sleeping well, sleep deprivation can skew your immune system. If you're sedentary and not exercising, that can skew the immune system. So, you know, don't hear me saying that if you don't exercise, you're going to develop autoimmune disease. It's not that cut and dry. But what it is what's the accumulated input or variables that drive inflammation and drive an imbalanced immune system and promote loss of self-tolerance. And then, of course, there are genetic susceptibilities that can make a person more likely to develop autoimmunity. They're not damned to it. Genes don't damn you to an outcome, but the saying is genetics load the gun, environment pulls the trigger. So if someone has a susceptibility to an autoimmune disease and then they layer on poor choices from a lifestyle standpoint, then they're more likely to develop an autoimmune disease than, say, someone without the genetic susceptibility.
Also, Dr. Bartimus, why is eating more sometimes the key to losing weight? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, let's back up and say that weight gain or obesity is a potential driver of autoimmune disease because increased fat tissue, fat is an endocrine organ. Science has discovered in the last 10 to 20 years that fat tissue produces inflammatory molecules that increase inflammation in a person's body. And so if you're obese, overweight or obese, that's increasing your inflammation and promoting risk of autoimmune disease. And so, you know, people who can't lose weight, it could be that way for many reasons. And in America, at least, we're taught that in order to lose weight, you want to starve yourself, right? Calories in, calories out. So if you eat less calories, you'll lose weight. That's not necessarily true. And in some instances, you have to eat more to lose weight. Why? Because if you're starving yourself or you're eating too few calories, if you're eating a caloric deficit, right? If your basal metabolic rate, say, is you need 2,000 calories a day just to break even, and you're eating 1,500 calories because you want to lose weight. Well, depending on what's going on in the rest of that person's health puzzle, 15 calories could be a caloric deficit and enough of a stressor as a deficit to promote increased cortisol production or stress hormone. And high cortisol over a long period of time increases weight gain, specifically around the hips and the torso. So eating fewer calories is an environmental signal to the body saying, hey, it's an environment of lack out there, which causes the body to hold more tightly to its energy stores. And basic biochemistry is 1 gram of fat is 9 calories per gram. 1 gram of carb or protein is 4 calories per gram. So if the body's going to hold tighter to the most efficient energy it has, it's going to hold tighter to its fat. So it's going to be more difficult to lose weight. Whereas if we eat a slight surplus in calories, we're sending environmental signals to the body saying, hey, it's an environment of abundance out here. You don't have to hold as tightly or, say, hoard your energy stores. You can let go. There's more coming in a couple hours, right? So in an environment of abundance, we're not so prone to hoard energy stores, so to speak, so the body can burn through the fat and burn through excess energy and readily let go and allow you to lose weight. And as a corollary to that, if a person is doing everything quote-unquote right, they're eating well, they're exercising daily, and they're still not losing weight, all that tells us is they're doing an excellent job on the low-hanging fruit of weight loss, you know, nutrition and exercise. But if they're still not losing weight and doing that, those things are absolutely necessary, but that tells us there's likely something higher up the tree metabolically that's preventing them from losing weight. For example, thyroid dysfunction or sex hormone dysfunction or cortisol issues. So those people likely would need to reach out to a doctor to partner with to help them with the higher level issues that I just listed.
Certainly has been most informative so far, and today we're speaking with Dr. John Bartimus, the founder of Functional Medicine Charlotte, where he helps patients with autoimmunity, chronic infections, and a diverse range of medical conditions, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what is the perfect diet for autoimmune disease patients?
That's a good question and a trick question. There is no perfect diet for the population in general, whether we're talking about the global population or we're talking about the autoimmune population. The perfect diet is going to be individualized and specific at the time for the person that I'm working with in front of me at the time that I'm working with that person. And so sorry to be wordy and maybe confusing, but the question is a trick because we're educated, at least in America, you know, oh, the ketogenic diet is the best. Oh, the paleo diet is the best. Oh, the specific carbohydrate diet is the best. All of those diets are excellent if used in the right person at the right time. But all of those diets have the potential to make a person worse if used in the wrong person at the wrong time. So the perfect diet for a person with autoimmune disease has to be discovered in partnership with a practitioner that can help, that can evaluate the totality of their case and in the proper context of their immune system and their lifestyle determine which diet is best for them at that time. And then that can change as their physiology changes over time. So sorry to not give you all the answer that you want today, but really the answer that you need is that there is no perfect diet. The perfect diet for you exists, but has to be discovered between you and the doctor you partner with by doing specific testing and case history and examination and combining that information to create the diet for you.
One last question before you go, Dr. Bartimus. And by the way, this has been phenomenal. The information you've shared with us here today has been greatly appreciated. Lastly, why is functional medicine the key to healing autoimmune disease?
Yeah, thank you. Functional medicine is the key because an autoimmune disease is a chronic disease. Conventional medicine is excellent, excellent, excellent at acute care, at life-saving procedures. But it's not good at chronic disease. And if you need a case study, look at the United States. The United States is not, the health in the United States is not an issue of acute disease. The health in America is poor because of chronic disease. Diseases such as cancer and heart disease and autoimmune disease and obesity, diabetes, these are diseases that didn't happen overnight, you didn't wake up with, right? We developed these over a long period of time based on a long period of exposures, poor choices in terms of lifestyle from nutrition to physical activity to sleep to relationships. And so conventional medicine, their tools are drugs and surgery, and those things are great to save your life, but they don't address the cause and they don't heal chronic diseases, they just suppress symptoms. So functional medicine seeks to address the cause, right? The example I gave earlier, autoimmune disease, conventional medicine is going to duct tape over the victim's mouth and suppress symptoms. Functional medicine wants to tackle the immune perpetrator, right? So we want to look at a person as an individual, a person with Hashimoto's disease. The person in front of me with Hashimoto's disease has a different health puzzle than the next 10 people in line with Hashimoto's disease. So the same diagnosis doesn't mean the same constellation of factors that led to that diagnosis. Conventional medicine treats everyone with Hashimoto's the same. Here you go, here's some Synthroid. Functional medicine should look at everyone as an individual and say, the Hashimoto's is interesting, but what are the pieces of your puzzle that led to Hashimoto's in you, and those are likely to be different than the next person in line. So the care for the person in front of me, it needs to be individualized and specific to give them the best outcome, and that will look different than the individualized and specific care for the next person in line. So to wrap it up, functional medicine is the key to healing an autoimmune disease because it's going to look at you as an individual and do only the things that you need and be specific to you rather than be some generic protocol that everyone with your diagnosis gets.
Dr. Bartimus, once again, thanks so much for joining us here today and taking a moment to be with us on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on Functional Medicine Charlotte or to be in contact, where's the best place online to do so?
FunctionalMedicineCharlotte.com is the website. And I have over 700 videos on my YouTube channel educating you on all kinds of topics. So they can go to youtube.com/letter C as in cat/Dr. John Bartimus. So DR and then John Bartimus, which I'm sure you'll have in the show notes. And lastly, on Amazon, I've written an international best-selling book called The Autoimmune Answer, and that's available via ebook, paperback, or audiobook.
And of course, that certainly is an added resource for sure. Again, folks, for more information, visit functionalmedicinecharlotte.com. Dr. Bartimus, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. John Bartimus, the founder of Functional Medicine Charlotte, where he helps patients with autoimmunity, chronic infections, and a diverse range of medical conditions. And once again, for further details, visit functionalmedicinecharlotte.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.